what you feel like matters most when it comes to being financially successful, finding your financial footing, if you will.
So basically, when I saw this financial knowledge, I realized I've been taking wrong financial decisions. And one wrong financial decision has a very long-lasting impact on our life. I used to invest in stock market, in Bitcoin. Bitcoin used to crash. So wherever I invested, I thought I was too late in the game. And the moment I entered the game, I lost the money. I realized after learning this financial knowledge, I will never lose a dime ever after.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I'm your host, Jacqueline or Jax Kreider. And as you always already know, we are going to try to take financial concepts, anything that touches a financial space, and break it down and simplify it down for you so that you can use it for your life. You can live your life on your terms. Today, our guest is Mr. Araj. He runs ReFinancial, and he has got all kinds of different wisdom on the financial product. He has a really interesting story, kind of how we got into that. And so I'm going to kind of let him introduce himself and maybe share a little bit about how we went on this journey to begin with. So, hey, Raj, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jax. I'm so excited to be on this call and talking to you. It's a blessing to be here. You know, I'm absolutely thrilled. So guys, my name is Rajendra Lodha. People prefer calling me Raj. It's not a tongue twister. You know, I come from India, and my parents, my dad is a doctor. My mother was a homemaker. I studied in India, and back in 2005, I came to America with a big dream of becoming successful financially, right? And I got into the IT industry. I worked with a lot of banks in their IT sector. And, you know, somewhere that dream, which I had to be wealthy, went to, you know, sleep. They say a salary is a sedative given to your dream. You know, until that salary keeps coming to your account, yes, it runs our family. It gives the bread and butter to the family. But somewhere that dream goes to sleep, right? And life happens, you know. We have situations that come in life. We lose a job or we have health situations. And I had both kind of situations in my life, right? And I realized that I cannot depend on a job all my life. And I used to look for a business opportunity where I could work part-time. You know, everyone has 24 hours a day, right? And there are 1 or 2 hours which are unproductive. And I wanted to make those unproductive hours into productive. And that's where I landed up in this opportunity. It was a glorified accident in my life. Imagine the condition of COVID. You know, there was a lot of scare out there. Job situations were bad. You know, economy was having trouble. A lot of people lost their lives. A lot of people lost their dear loved ones in that particular pandemic. It was one of the most scariest situations I ever came across in my life, and you would resonate the same thing. And that's where this opportunity came to me, where I could learn money management. All my life, I dependent on someone else to manage my own money. Now, when I saw this opportunity, one thing I realized that I don't need to depend on anyone to manage my own money. Remember, no one can protect your money better than you. So that's where a financial knowledge or financial literacy comes in picture. And I took this as a mission to educate as many families as I can.
Yeah.
Because 90% of the Americans don't know how to manage their money. Right?
Well, it's a scary thing, right? Like it feels hard. It feels like something that is not necessarily natural to do for a lot of people.
Right.
And I don't think a lot of times, because we are not, and I talk about this all the time, we're not really educated about it in school. And a lot of times our parents don't even necessarily know. So who in the world are we supposed to learn it from? I mean, it's the whole reason I started this podcast is I'm a firm believer that you can figure it out on your own as long as you had some really good resources, right? You had good information, and that's what we're trying to do to provide here. And I think that's what you found out too, right? Is that, hey, I can figure this out. And you took the bull by the horns, and that's why we're having you on, is to kind of share your story and what you feel like matters most when it comes to being financially successful, finding your financial footing, if you will.
Right. So basically, when I saw this financial knowledge, I realized last 20 plus years, I've been taking wrong financial decision. And one wrong financial decision has a very long lasting impact on our life. I mean, I used to invest in stock market, the market used to crash. I used to invest in Bitcoin, Bitcoin used to crash. So wherever I invested, I mean, I thought I was too late in the game. And the moment I entered the game, I lost the money, right? So I realized after learning this financial knowledge, I will never lose a dime ever after from my portfolio. Then second is taxes. You know, we are working for our family. We are not working for IRS. Obviously, we are good citizens. We don't want to evade taxes. But there are legal ways where you can plan your money and save taxes. Why not? Right? So that was my second learning.
There are lots of legal loopholes. And for those of you who don't know, I actually went to law school and I took tax law when I was in law school. And there's a lot of ways that are very legal that you can allow yourself to pay less in taxes. And people just don't realize that. So there are options.
Absolutely. So that's where the journey began on a part-time basis, where I used to work 1 or 2 hours a day. And in 2 years, this became a full-time profession for me. Now, today I'm in 19 states and we are on a mission to help people start their own business. You know, anyone who is passionate to grow in life, is ambitious, is growth-minded, who is ready to be coachable, who has a desire to grow in life and who is consistent, you know, because they say productivity is not an accident or success is not an accident. It's a combination of multiple things like consistency, you know, focused effort, a plan do review, you know, and so it involves success needs all these three things combined. And that's where the journey began. Today, I'm in 19 states, our team in 19 states, and we build leaders in those states, right, where they could go and help a lot of families. See, I have only two hands, only I can help so many families. But if I help someone learn how money works, they can help so many families around them. And we are on a mission. So that's my primary focus on this call. Now, when it comes to money, right, we earn money, right? Some part of the money we save and some part we spend. Now, first and very important question I would like to ask you all is, should you spend first and then save, or save first and then spend? It's a very important question, guys. Yeah. I will give a small example, right? My daughter, she is 11, right? Last December, she came to me and she said, "Dad, I want to celebrate my birthday." I asked her a question, "What is the budget?" I asked her a question, "What is the budget?" She said, $1,000. Okay. She said $1,000 because in her piggy, she has $1,000 saved. And she said, "I want to spend that money." Then what I did, I explained her a very powerful financial concept called Rule of 72. Now, what is Rule of 72? 72 divided by rate of return or interest you earn, it will give you number of years to double your money, approximate number of years to double your money. So I explained her what is rate of return, what is interest. Now, and she's a smart girl. She understood that part, that, okay, when you borrow money from bank, for lending that money, they charge you a couple dollars more on every $100. That is called an interest. So I explained her, if you get a 2% interest, today you are 11 and you save $1,000. When you will be 83, you will have $4,000. If you get a 4% return on the same money, you will have $16,000 at the age of 83. And if you get an 8% return, same $1,000 becomes $256,000. So I asked her a question. Girl, you have a choice. You either spend that $1,000 or you save this $1,000, get a 8% return, and you become rich in life. What would you do?
All right, and that's a hard question because for everybody, it is a little bit different.
But she chose.
I firmly believe that sometimes it has to be a blended approach, right?
Absolutely.
So it makes sense to save the $1,000 overall because of what it becomes. Maybe we do a little bit of both. We spend a little bit and then we save a little bit so that we can ensure that we're getting to both places.
Absolutely. That's where the magic started. She started identifies and identify what are the needs and what are the wants, right? She started identifying earlier when we used to go shopping, she would like pick up anything that she wanted. But now she asks a question to herself, is that a need or a want? So basically a small rule changed her habits, spending habits. And this rule is very, very important to every family.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Welcome to Financial Mastery Simplified, your go-to podcast for making smart money decisions. We break down complex financial topics into easy-to-understand advice you can use every day. Our experts cover everything from budgeting and saving to investing and retirement planning. We give you the tools to take control of your money and build the future you want. With Financial Mastery Simplified, you'll feel informed and empowered to make the best choices for your financial health. Tune in to Financial Mastery Simplified on your favorite podcast platform. Start your journey to financial confidence today. Welcome to House U, where we believe in the power of education. At House U, we're more than just a brand. We're your partner in home ownership, dedicated to educating, equipping, and empowering you every step of the way. Education is at the heart of everything we do. We offer comprehensive resources designed to make home ownership simple and accessible for all. From understanding mortgage options to mastering home maintenance, House U provides the knowledge you need to make informed decisions with confidence. We host workshops and seminars, bringing together experts and community members to share insights and build a stronger, more informed community. Because when you're educated, you're empowered. House U, home ownership made simple for all. Visit our website or contact us today to start your journey with House U. Empower yourself with knowledge and embrace the joy of home ownership.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
I think a lot of people, they just don't think it all the way through. I think a lot of times when you are going out and you're spending, I don't know, $5, $10 here or there, Starbucks, whatever, it's first about a feeling, right? Like for me, I like the feeling of spending money because there is like that dopamine rush of like, ooh, man, that feels so good, right? Spend the money. But then there is times where even when after I bought it, I'm like, did I even really need that? Like,
exactly.
Like I joke all the time. And you, those of you who are, again, can't watch the video and are listening, sitting beside me, there's like 400 of the same, like different color purple cup. And I joke about this all the time. Did I really need like 20 versions of the purple cup or whatever? Like, yeah, okay, they're all very cool and they're all very neat. But should I have in it and the one purple cup and then taking the money in? And it's like, hey, I roll 72 in my own life, right? So again, it's balance.
Absolutely.
And figuring, you're right, your daughter now is asking her hard questions. Like, okay, yeah, of course I want that, right? But do I really need it? Is it something that I can't live without, right? Do I have something that already serves the function? Whatever.
Yeah. So to take the story forward, what she did is, that $1,000, she bought some purses from India. She imported some purses and she sold those purses and earned a profit on it. And this profit, she started spending on what she needs. And she is now going to reinvest that $1,000, the original principal again to grow the, you know, to buy more purses and then sell those purses. So, you know, there are these crochet purses. They are handmade in India, and she imported them from India. She created a proper flyer during summer. She created a website, and then she started prospecting. You know, she went door to door. Hey, guys, I started this business. Here is my flyer. Come to... So, see, that's called the entrepreneurship skill, right? A lot of people want to start a business, but somewhere they don't have this entrepreneurship skill, and they are scared of it. Right. So I could learn from my own daughter. You know, I taught her one principle. She's teaching me entrepreneurship now.
I was
Right?
going to say, yeah, I mean, I love that. As opposed to taking some of the money and spending it and taking some of the money and saving it, which is what probably most of us would say is the good balanced approach or whatever. She did secret option three and she's like, how do I figure out a way to take this money and make it even more money, right? And then I can save some and spend some or whatever, right? So good for her, right? And
absolutely,
I talk a lot about the fact that you have to do what resonates with you. Because there are some people listening or hearing that story who are like, wow, that's really cool. I could do that, right? I could take that entrepreneurial step.
Absolutely.
But then there's others who are like, man, I don't have that desire. Like, I don't want to be the entrepreneur. Okay, well, cool. Then you can decide maybe to do a balanced approach. You can save some of the money and put some of the money into investments that are going to lead to that rule of 72 exponential growth for yourself, right? And allow yourself to not be in a negative position when you reach retirement and you're not worried about money all the time.
Absolutely.
There's ways to succeed financially. The biggest question is, are you doing it? Are you doing it on your terms? And are you doing it knowingly?
Absolutely.
Not just sort of tripping over your own feet and hoping to God that it figures itself out in the process, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there is this company called Hegemon Group International. And the legend out there, Hubert Humphrey, he's the owner of the company. And what he has done, he has created a simple platform and a proper system. If you follow that system, you will learn how to start your own business in the financial services industry, how to be a leader in the industry, and how to be a successful entrepreneur there, right? So he has created an amazing, amazing system. You know, anyone can see in my team, right? Today I have homemakers, software engineers, business owners, motel owners, doctors, you know, all different kind of people, realtors, mortgage lenders. Everyone is looking for an additional source of income. So what Robert Kiyosaki says in his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, if you are dependent on one source of income, you are one step away from getting broke. And if you want to have a financial security in life, you should have seven sources of income minimum. That's what I keep hearing and reading, right? And we follow Robert Kiyosaki. And moreover, I like to read, you know, Napoleon Hill. He has written a great book, you know, Think and Grow Rich. Something everyone should read. You know, he says, if you want to be successful in life, it's a six-step process. First, your goal should be very big. You have to start with a big goal. They say start with end in the mind, right? Then you have to put a date to that goal, right? Otherwise, it's just a dream. So when you put a date to the goal, dream, it becomes a goal. And then you start working on that goal. You take massive action. That's what the word he's used as massive action, right? And this is exactly what we are taught in our company, Hegemon Group International, that we are all goal-oriented people. We want to achieve that goal, right? So that's part of the entrepreneurship. But when it comes to money, right, we have to protect our money from four enemies. You know, people are good at earning and growing money, but there are four major enemies that are eating away your wealth. The first enemy is market correction. See, market takes time to grow. It takes 8-10 years to grow, but when it tanks all of a sudden. Right? So when it tanks, you know, that recovery phase is longer. And at times, we don't have time horizon to recover the money. Imagine someone is retired and market goes down 30-40%. I mean, there could be two things that will happen. One, they would either have to defer their retirement or they would have to compromise over their retirement. So first and very important enemy, market correction. So 25 years back, a new strategy was established called index strategy. not index fund, index strategy, where you save money and you never have to worry about losing money. So you get the upside potential of the market and you are protected from the downside. So a lot of people's important savings like college education planning savings or retirement planning savings, these are some important savings of our life. You can apply this strategy and you can protect your assets. Right? Now, when we grow money, right, do we want to pay taxes on it? Is the question. Now, when we are retired, right, we don't have any income. The only income we have is from our 401k or social security or IRA accounts or rental incomes and all. Now, are you okay to pay taxes on it? Is the first question. And are you okay to pay taxes at a higher income tax rate? Because from here on, the taxes could go up in America.
So, oh yeah, that's always a possibility.
So are you ready to give away 30, 40, 50% of your wealth to IRS, which is a sleeping business partner in your investments? Or do you want to plan for it? Because there are certain solutions out there in the industry where you park your money and you never have to worry about paying taxes. So question here is, do you want to be part of a change or victim of a change?
No, I agree with you.
So that is the second.
They just don't think it through.
Yeah. So that's the second enemy. Now, when it comes to taxes, there are all different type of taxes. When you get an income, you have income tax. When you spend some money out of that income, you give away sales tax. When you save and grow money, there could be capital gain tax. Then when you give your wealth to your near and dear ones, there could be estate taxes. So how do you plan your money to help you reduce your tax liabilities is the question. So that is our second enemy, taxes. And there are beautiful solutions out there which can help you secure. Now the third enemy which we always educate people is disability. Now disability is one thing that comes unannounced. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen 50 years down the line. We don't know that. And the moment disability happens, our income earning potential either lowers or stops. And if income stops, the question arises is, where is the money going to come from?
Sure.
Do you have a plan in place? And if you don't have a plan in place, can we do something about it? So that is the third enemy.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the problem with most people is that they don't have a plan in place. So when it comes up and bites them, then it leads to financial disaster.
Exactly. And anyways, right, when after we retire, when we get old, right, the chances of needing nursing care assistance is higher. So what are we doing to protect our assets? Do we want to give away all our assets to hospitals, long-term care situation, or do we want to plan for it? Now, the good news is, if you are young, you can plan it better. The planning is very cheap. And as we get older, it starts becoming a bad news. So there is a sense of urgency in this planning. A lot of people, this planning involves blood work, your health check and all. So a lot of people want these options, but they cannot get it because now it's too late. And then last but not the least is death. You know, after we die, how can we protect our assets from probate, from taxes, from going away in a wrong hand is very important. So working with some attorney, getting your will and trust done, or people can take help of us because we work with a company called NetLaw. And again, you know, it's an entire different discussion, but we help families secure their assets by doing a proper will and trust. And that is also cost effective using a referral product. So these are the different things every family needs. Now, like I said, right, Jax, we train people in 4 services and they can become successful in this industry. They can make an additional source of income, or they can start building their own dream of passive income, financial independence, time independence.
Well, and for those people who don't necessarily want to go down the path of like creating additional income by doing those kind of financial things, at the very least, you need to consider that these different aspects are something that you choose to start kind of laying out for yourself. I tell people all the time that way before I was married, had a family or any of that, I had a fair bit of life insurance on my head. Why is it that I did? Well, first of all, I knew that by doing it when I was younger, it was cheap. Right? It was not something that was going to cost me a huge amount of money every single month. And to your point, we don't know what life is going to lead. So if I had, knock on wood, right, gotten a horrible disease that was potentially incurable, now I might not be able to qualify at all, right, for life insurance. And so a lot of people don't necessarily recognize that those kind of things are the case. There is a lot of things out there that can protect. Like you said that you usually help them do wills. Well, I'll argue to unload the face that that's actually not what you should do. You should do a trust.
Absolutely.
Trust is a much better vehicle for protecting your family legally and trying to avoid taxes as much as possible, as well as ensuring that whoever you are leaving the money to, be it person, an institution, whatever that may be, that you can control your money from beyond the grave to be utilized in the way and you see it to be fit, right?
Absolutely.
So the whole reason that you earn money is because you wanted to see it utilized in a way that would further your family. And if your family is not going to do things in that manner, right? If they're going to be potentially irresponsible or just blow money to blow money, you know what I mean? Like with a trust, you can actually put limitations.
Absolutely.
To eliminating their ability to withdraw money, period.
Absolutely. So a lot of people, right, I've seen they don't know what is a probate, right? You know, technically, once someone passes away, you know, that social security gets locked, right? And everything that is associated with that social security, all the transactions, access to your assets, your retirement savings, everything gets locked. And the surviving family basically needs to fight a legal battle to get their own savings back. Now, just by creating a trust, you can put all these assets in a trust and secure it from this probate process. So, you know, a lot of people think this is a very complicated process or something very time consuming. But these days we help people in like a couple of days, this entire will and trust situation is taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily difficult. I think a lot of people just don't prioritize it because, again, it goes back to lack of planning. And sometimes I think lack of planning comes from not understanding either the potential ramifications, or they don't know where to start. Like, how do I even do that, right? Like, what does that even look like? And I tell people all the time that a lot of times it really isn't as complicated or as expensive or whatever as you think it is if you will just take some proactive steps, right?
Absolutely.
Like, they will sort of bury their head in the sand and say, well, or they don't think it through, like on the other end, like we were talking about life insurance. Oftentimes I've heard, oh gosh, from I can't even tell you how many friends and or even family members, well, I have life insurance for my job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first of all, it's probably not nearly enough.
Right.
It's usually like 1 or 2 times what your annual salary is, which if you really think about that, think about how quickly that's going to get enough.
Right. Absolutely.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny, no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your homeownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
I'll give a latest example. Yesterday I had a client, and they said, I have a life insurance from my job, right? I asked them, how much is that? He said, it's 2 times of our salary, which is about 400,000. Now, I asked them a simple question. What is your value to your family today? What is your value? Is it just 400,000?
Right.
Today you have a car. He came in a nice Tesla car worth $90,000. I said, how much is the coverage on your car? He said, it's 90,000. I said, how much do you pay for that 90,000? He said, it's about $158. Right? Then I said, the phone which you are using, is it insured? He said, yes. How much is the cost of the phone? He said, 1200. How much is the insurance you have taken? He said, 1200. Right? So I said, you are protecting the value of that asset. Similarly, you are the money-making machine of the family. Tell me how much, what is the value to the family? So then I explained to him.
Your future value, like as far as, he's probably not super close to retirement yet. Maybe he's 10 or 20 years out. And so then think about, you hope that he's going to get raises. He's going to get bigger bonuses. You know what I mean? He may get promotions. Like all of that is going to factor into this. And I mean, like, I don't know his particular financial situation, but what if he has a spouse that chooses not to work?
Right.
That spouse have to make that hard choice of now you're gone, and so I only have $400,000 and I'm gonna have to go back to work in so many years.
Right. So basically then I explained them something called a dime, how to calculate your worth for the family. So how much debt you owe, right? What is your family income? How many years you want to plan ahead of time? So let's say uncertainty hits and we die too soon, at least 10 years of income replacement has to be planned. So if someone is earning, say, 200,000 multiplied by 10 is $2 million. So next 10 years, family is going to need $2 million and your lifestyle is all around that income. Your vacations, your investments, everything is the because of the income you are getting. Then if there is any mortgage balances, if you have kids, the kids' education, because we all dream of sending our kids to the best colleges, right? So if you are not there in that family picture, do you want your kids' education to be suffered? Or do you want to plan for it that, hey, if something goes wrong with me, my family does not have to compromise on their lifestyle. My family still can stay in the same house.
I'm a firm believer that part of the reason people don't do it too is like if you really were to ask him why he insured his Tesla and why he insured his home, it's because somebody made him do it.
Correct.
Right? Because if you take out a mortgage with me, then we're going to make you have homeowner's insurance. You don't get a choice, right? Like right. I'm going to mandate that that is something that you do. No different than that Tesla, like the state of Texas is going to tell him, well, hey, buddy, you have to have at least XYZ amount of insurance to protect the other people. And then if he has a loan on that Tesla, that company is going to say, look, we're not going to keep loaning you that money if you're not going to protect us in the event that something happens to that car.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But people just don't think about it that way. So think about it. I mean, think about your life as like how a business is, right? If a business is going to force you to protect their asset, your joint asset, let's say, right? So the house, the car, whatever. Shouldn't you be doing that for your own business or your own household, if you will?
Like, should
you be thinking that through and asking yourself, okay, how do I insulate myself in the case of something bad?
Absolutely. So when I showed him the numbers that a $2.5 million insurance costing the same amount of money he's paying for his $90,000 worth Tesla, he was shocked. And you know what? In 2014, life insurance industry transformed. And today, life insurance products comes with critical chronic terminal illness riders. That if, disability hits or someone has a heart attack or someone has a cancer or any condition where they are not able to work, and if they are able to prove that from a licensed professional, medical licensed professional, then they can claim money out of it. If someone has cancer, based on the criticality, you can negotiate with a company, and if you have a $2 million worth life insurance, you can get anywhere from $800,000 or to $1.8 million based on the criticality. And these days we know...
That can help a family a lot if they're going through, because a lot of times the reason that people that file bankruptcy is medical related. I would say a good 75% of bankruptcies actually don't come what people think, which is just people being irresponsible with debt. It comes from a very horrible situation like medical.
Yeah, and these days we hear, right? People in their 30s and 40s are getting heart attacks, right? At a very young age. And I've seen GoFundMe's coming left, right, center. They say there are 3.8 million GoFundMe's today that are unfunded. So I can just imagine the condition the families could be going through right now because of lack of money, right?
Yeah, it's really hard to see people struggle. I mean, part of the reason that I really wanted to start this podcast and one of my passions was I have so much financial knowledge, right? I was like a nerd that my mom made me read Sound Mind Investing when I was in like seventh grade and stuff. And I had to learn about kind of how all of these money aspects work. And so I was very blessed that I learned things early. And I always tell people, I'm not the perfect picture of financial health. I don't do everything right. But you know what? At least when I'm making decisions, I'm doing it knowing. So I'm trying to give people that understanding as well, right? That, hey, there are financial solutions, right? There are experts out there who it's not just about making a buck off of you, right?
Like, absolutely.
I'm not trying to do a mortgage for you and help you buy a house because I just want to make a commission, right? Like, that's not my goal. My goal is that the house is usually a really big wealth differentiator. It's a way to sort of level off some of your costs when it comes to housing, right? It allows you to build equity and sort of create a savings plan, if you will, like within that house, money growing as well, right? And so it's not about for me making the commission. I mean, yes, I have to make money and to support my own family, but that's not really ultimately what it is. And there is, like, I think a lot of people have this negative connotation in the financial space that we're just all about the money, but a lot of us really want you to succeed in the way you want to succeed. And you can succeed if you just start taking even baby steps. So great, maybe you can't afford, like, you know, what Raj said, maybe you can't afford to do a $2.5 million policy, even if that's what you actually need. Maybe you can't afford $500,000 life insurance policy, right? That's 10 times better than nothing.
Absolutely.
And if anybody, you know, passes in your family, at least you've got something to help them.
Absolutely. No, and you brought up a very important point, right? For people like us, you know, we make one-time commission. But for us, it's a lifetime savings for our clients. So what we say, we want to bring value to every family's, you know, efforts, their savings. And that's what we do for a living, you know, bringing value to family. Right? And yes, in return, we get a one-time commission. But then we are changing someone's lifetime. Now, when I saw this opportunity, the first thing I did is I protected my own family. I give you a situation. 2 years back, all of a sudden, I collapsed. Okay. And I went through a life-threatening surgery. My chances of survival were only 50%. But on that deathbed for 6 months, the only positive thing that was in my mind was that I am properly protected. If something wrong was to happen to me, my family does not have to worry about money. Because that is one thing I can plan. Yes, if person is lost, you cannot replace the emotional vacuum that is created. But you can at least plan for the financial vacuum.
Right, absolutely.
And then...
Yeah, and a lot of people, they do not think that all the way through, right? And I think we live in a culture where people have convinced themselves, YOLO, you know, and we need to do all of these things or whatever. But like, you really step back and you ask yourself, okay, like the trip or making sure that if something were to happen to me, that my family is okay, right? Like, that's probably the more important thing.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times people misunderstand, like I did a whole episode with Santa and it was like about, you know, preparing for Christmas and how you can prepare financially so that it doesn't like dang near bankrupt you, right? And you can prepare by saving, you know, setting aside some money, buying gifts early. But then I made the suggestion, and I meant it in earnest, that, you know, you can do things that don't necessarily cost much, if anything. And we convinced ourselves as a culture that if we don't put a lot of money behind it, it's not really valuable. And it's simply not true. And I'm going to tell a story of my own. My husband and I have been dealing with a particularly difficult financial decision, our financial situation, due to some risks we took. Now, we took them knowingly, and they likely will pay off in a fairly big way for us in a lot of aspects, but it's put a huge financial crunch. And we have a three-year-old, and of course, like, I like going over the top on buying things for her and making sure her childhood is awesome, but we just don't have the money to do anything crazy. And so, as like a couple of months before her birthday, I started buying some things in like the literal clearance aisle of like Walmart and Aldi and places like that to do her birthday gifts. And one of the things I bought was this little like scooter looking thing, like a Vespa looking scooter thing. And it was on clearance at Aldi. It was usually like $50 and it was on sale for like $30. And I thought to myself, I don't even really know if she's going to like this, but this is going to be her big gift. We just don't have a lot of money to spend. And I'm just going to buy this $30 little scooter. And so that's what I did. I bought the $30 little scooter. Well, this child is obsessed with the scooter. She thinks it's the coolest thing ever. She helped us put it together and was like bringing us the parts. Oh, mommy, here's the wheel. Oh, mommy, here's the handle, whatever, right? And it reminded me that I probably would have spent like $1,000 on like random crap for her, and she didn't even care. Like, she was stoked about the $30 little scooter, right? I mean, the day that I brought home Bubbles and we were in the backyard blowing bubbles, which cost me like a buck, she was also stoked. Like, this was the best day of her whole life. We were
Absolutely.
playing bubbles in the backyard.
Yeah, that's
So
one
we
of
always think in our head, like, we have to throw money behind it. I have to do all these expensive things. It's not necessarily true.
the Absolutely. No, we get to learn a lot from the kids that happiness lies in small things, you know. You don't need to spend a hell lot of money to bring happiness home. You know, it just lies in appreciating. It just lies in, bringing small things which can bring value to their, happiness, Yes, I agree with you.
And I just think that, as we kind of wrap up this episode, and I kind of will let you kind of give your last minute thoughts, but I just think that protecting people in a bigger financial way is a much better legacy to leave than a lot of really cool over-the-top memories, but then a lot of pain that comes with that being stripped. I mean, imagine, right, that you provided this crazy, kick-ass lifestyle for your kid. And then something, God forbid, happens to you, either because of illness or, let's be real, like somebody accidentally hit your car and you were to perish because of that, right? Now, if you don't have appropriate protection over your assets, like in your life, that whole lifestyle has now been ripped from them. You know what I mean? Along with you, like that you are going to be the bigger aspect of that rip, but if at least the way that you set up your life can kind of continue down the path, it's less of an impact, right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't hit you quite as hard. It allows the soft landing place that we sort of desire for our children to have. And you can't do that without the appropriate kinds of protection.
Absolutely.
So, first of all, thank you so much for being on the show. Give us your last minute thoughts. Let the audience know how they can connect with you and learn further from you.
Right. So one thing I want to tell everyone is be certain in uncertain times. Life comes unannounced. Be prepared. Think it this way, that you are lying on your deathbed. What all things you think you should have done to secure your family? Do whatever is required. They say plans don't fail, people fail to plan. Right? And if you need any of our help, our services, so what we offer is we do a comprehensive financial need analysis. We look at your portfolio and we find out gaps. And what are the kind of gaps? Do you have enough life insurance? Do you have enough tax saving strategies? Is your money protected from market? Are you secured from disability? So we find that out and we try to show you solutions which can better your portfolio, which can maximize your retirement. So that is the end goal. Now, if you need any of our help, you can reach out to our business partner, Sunita Rajmalani. I'm really thankful to her to have me here on this call because she's being the catalyst in this entire process. Her number is 469-323-9604. Or you can also reach out to Jax to get her number. She's an amazing lady, very helpful. She's on a mission, She said, Raj, let's help as many families as possible, right, to secure themselves. And obviously, if you want to reach out to me, my number is 925-640-8885. Or you could reach out to my wife, Smita, 925-858-4763. Thank you so much. God bless everyone. God bless the world. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And we hope this episode of Financial Mastery Simplified has enriched your life and taught you something new today. And we look forward to you participating in the next episode.